Message to Israel. Shalom Aleichem, peace be unto you. Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. This is the voice of the Message to Israel. As God looks down on the human race and judges the motives of the mind and heart, He regards all with impartiality, and He sees perfection in none. As the Holy Scripture says, there is none righteous, that is, no one is as holy as God. Yet God has blessing to offer. Centuries ago, He said to Abraham, "In thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed." What that blessing is, and who have received it, are discussed today by A.J. Overton, our Message to Israel voice for the current series on the indestructible Jew. Mr. Overton.
Thank you, Mr. Spencer, and greetings, friends, in the name of the Lord Yeshua. My subject today concerns the Jews and God's new congregation. The Jewish festival of Pentecost was the occasion when a new company of believers was created. As the Tanakh, or Old Testament, had promised, the Holy Spirit came upon a group of Jewish believers in Messiah Yeshua in Jerusalem. They began telling others of Him, and in one day 3,000 additional Jews believed. In the following days, thousands of other Jews put their faith in the Messiah, the Lord Yeshua. Then one day the Lord called the Jewish rabbi and scholar, Saul of Tarsus, to be His special messenger to the non-Jewish nations. He later became the Apostle Paul. Later God sent Peter to preach the good news of the Redeemer to a group of Italians and other non-Jews in the house of a Roman army officer named Cornelius. The result was that these Gentiles also believed, to the amazement of Peter and his believing Jewish friends. We read, "While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Spirit fell on all them that heard the word, and they of the circumcision that believed were amazed, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Spirit." Also, as God's special messenger, Paul the Apostle traveled and shared God's good news of forgiveness through Yeshua. Other groups of believers came into being. These groups were composed of both Jews and Gentiles, while the proportion of Gentiles steadily increased. The New Testament book of Acts is God's account of the birth of this special company of believers termed Ecclesia, or God's called out ones. Acts records that both Jews and Gentiles accepted God's offer. Acts also tells that Jews and Gentiles refused God's offer of forgiveness and fellowship with Himself. Though the number of Jews who believed in Yeshua ran into the thousands, the Jewish nation officially did not accept God's offer of redemption. Yet God's offer to His people, the Jews, was genuine. "Ye are the sons of the prophets, and of the covenant which God made with your fathers, saying unto Abraham, And in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Unto you first, God, having raised up His servant, sent Him to bless you, in turning away every one of you from your iniquities." God made this appeal to the Jews on the basis of the great covenant given to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. At first, thousands of Jews, priests, and others had responded positively. Later, when the great Apostle Paul was a prisoner in the city of Rome, he repeated God's offer, as he had done in every city where he had traveled. The Bible says, "And some believed, and some believe not." It is the same thing today. What is your response? Some years later, the Jews, who were suffering under Roman rulers, entered into warfare with Rome. The long siege of the city filled its streets with corpses. Finally, in A.D. 70, the Roman legions conquered Jerusalem and burned the temple. Many thousands of Jews were taken captive to be sold into slavery, kept to fight as gladiators, or to be thrown to wild animals in the amphitheaters for the pleasure of the populace. For the second major time in its long history, Jerusalem was forced to submit to Gentile rulers, the first time being the city's conquest by Nebuchadnezzar. Now once more their beloved city fell into non-Jewish hands, and once again the Jews were scattered from their homeland. Yet for 40 years God had offered Israel forgiveness of sin and eternal life. One is reminded of the words of the Lord Yeshua in Matthew 23. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. In spite of this lament, God has not forgotten his promise to Israel. He has not rejected the Jews as his chosen people. The Apostle Paul said, I say then, hath God cast away his people? God forbid. For I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. God hath not cast away his people whom he foreknew. From the moment of its birth, God has preserved the nation of Israel for the fulfillment of his glorious promises. Numerous prophecies reveal a wonderful future for the Jews as a nation. Today, however, in this dispensation or age, God regards the Jews as he does all the other nations, that is, primarily as individuals. Imperfect and often disobedient, as are individuals of other nations, individual Jews also need to put their trust in Messiah Yeshua in order to obtain salvation. The blessing promised to them as a nation awaits future fulfillment. But as individuals, they may enjoy every blessing of heart and spirit promised to those who believe in the Messiah. Paul, the learned Jewish scholar, explained, For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to every one that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek or the Gentile. In its earliest days, the company of those believing on the Lord Yeshua was entirely Jewish. The apostles themselves were Jewish, as were the first believers who heeded their message. Gradually, as we have observed, believers from other nations came also to believe and to enjoy the same blessings of forgiveness and fellowship with God as the Jewish believers enjoyed. Have you entered into these blessings? Having in mind that God's new company of believers was composed first of Jewish believers, and that Gentile believers later joined them, Paul explained, The Gentiles are fellow heirs and fellow members of the body, and fellow partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. God calls those who believe, whether Jewish or non-Jewish, his heirs, partakers of the promise, and fellow members of his body. He calls them also the assembly or congregation of God. This is also translated the church of God, and it refers to those who in their hearts have received God's offer of forgiveness and fellowship through Messiah Yeshua, the Lord Jesus Christ. Among those who have not received this offer, God sees no true heart difference. As God looks down on the human race and judges the motives of mind and heart, he regards all with impartiality. And he sees perfection in none. Paul quotes King David as recorded in the Psalms as he surveyed the human race. They are all gone out of the way. Then Paul, the godly Jew, concludes, "What then? Are we Jews better than they, the Gentiles? No, in no wise. For we have both proved, Jews and Gentiles, that they are all under sin. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." But, Paul adds, "by trusting in the Messiah Jesus, who suffered punishment for us, we can all receive cleansing. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith in Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe." God's offer is open to all, whether Jew or Gentile, bond or free. Have you come to the place where you have admitted before God that you fall short of attaining to His holiness, that you are not as pure as He? King David asks the question in the Psalms, "Who shall ascend unto the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in His holy place?" Then he answers, "He that hath clean hands and a pure heart." Such perfect purity and forgiveness God now offers through His Son, Yeshua, Jesus Christ. Will you trust Him?
And now, may the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob cause His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you and give you peace. Shalom.